DNR board member Jerry O'Brien says he supports the new plan to use about $10 million in stewardship fund money to buy several parcels of land. But he notes the planned expansion of the Brule River State Forest in Douglas County is in a very remote area.
It's protecting some valuable land, but it isn't giving an opportunity for the people of Wisconsin to use it, I don't think.
O'Brien says almost all of the new land buys are in the northern half of the state, continuing a recent trend. He says he'd like to see the more populous southern counties have more land set aside.
Even if it's expensive, we want people to be able to use what we're purchasing.
DNR real estate director Dick Steffa says there are larger chunks of land under one owner, like paper and timber companies, available in the north.
In the south, because it was settled earlier, for whatever other reasons, the ownerships are quite small and fragmented, and we are making a greater effort to block in some ownership for our conservation projects in the south, but it certainly is more difficult.
Steffa says land in the south half of the state tends to be 1 to 10 times more expensive per acre, but he says the DNR is negotiating for land buys in eastern Dane County, southeastern and southwestern Wisconsin. Steffa says he hopes to seal those deals by the end of the summer. The debate over North versus South comes as Governor Doyle is seeking an extension of the stewardship program in the state budget. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.